name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Thank you, beloved.
Hello, I'm Philip McVeigh, and I'm here with Ron and Robin Garriga, directors for our generosity campaign that we are calling Will You Grow? And we want our congregation to hear these three words, Will You Grow, each week. And the first word is will. And I just wanted to ask Ron and Robin, when you hear that word will, what do you hear that God is asking you to do?
Well, let me say that I didn't hear you say, can you? You said, will you? And our answer is, yes, we will. And when I hear the word will, I'm making a choice. It is my choice that I will do something. And when it comes to tithing, Robin and I, as a married couple, have always said we will tithe. There's some times that have been dark and some times that we've not been able to give as much as we would like, but we have always tried to make it our will to give one step further each year, and our blessings because of that have just been abundant.
So when you choose to respond, when your will meets God's will, you've been blessed.
Absolutely. And not just blessed financially, spiritually, emotionally, with friends and support, and just seeing blessings even in our church family.
You know, a blessing, it could be someone's good health. Mm-hmm. It could be someone's success at work. And how does that affect your will? Well, it's a will because we have joy with what we're doing. We have pride in the fact that we do make an effort to give to God and to strengthen God's kingdom.
One final question about the word will. If you were going to ask as directors for our congregation to do something differently with this word will, what would you recommend that each of us does in response to this campaign?
I think first of all, stop and take a little quiet time, which is very hard in our society today, but alone time to prayerfully speak with our Lord and listen to what He's encouraging you to do, because He's going to be there to support you with whatever your decision is.
And I keep mixing in the word can, because we can do most anything, but will we?
Mm-hmm.
So
The choice.
Our choice is we want you, our church family at Shalimar United Methodist Church, to join us by saying we will grow in our giving to the church.
Thank you, Ron and Robin, for giving us some insight about this word will.
Will you grow with us?
Good morning. Again, thank you, Robin and Ron, for y'all's leadership. I'm Rhonda Bradford, and I am so delighted to be able to read the Word of God to my church family. It's from Proverbs 3, 5 through 10. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Then He will fill your barns with grains, and your vats will overflow with good wine. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Rhonda. What a great and powerful scripture that is for us this morning as we look at this new series on growing. Little Stevie got up from his bed one Saturday morning and fixed himself a bowl of cereal, then went into the living room and turned on the TV to watch his favorite cartoons. After a while, his mother came in and greeted him for the day. And seeing that he was still in his pajamas, she said, "Stevie, can you go upstairs and get dressed and clean up your room?" He said, "Sure." Half an hour later, she comes into the living room and Stevie is still there, vegging out on the couch. "Stevie, what did I just ask you? You asked me if I could change my clothes and get dressed. And I said, sure, I can." "Well, will you?" "Oh, that's a different question." Smart aleck. But that is the question, isn't it? It's a question for each and every one of us, not just us as a congregation, but for each and every one of us individually. We know we can. I can lose weight, but will I? I can clean out the garage, but will I? It takes that will to really live into what we can truly do. Growing is an inevitable part of life. A child is born and grows and gets taller and taller and taller, and eventually that person stops growing taller, but they don't stop growing. Sometimes we grow in circumference. Sometimes we get broader shoulders or broader hips, or whatever we do, we continue to grow through life automatically. As we get older, our hair turns gray. For some of us, our hair turns loose. But growing is automatic when we're talking about physical growth. When we're talking about emotional growth or spiritual growth, it is not so automatic. It is entirely possible for us to be stunted in our growth, for us to stop growing and to just keep going as we always have. In the next couple of days, if you have not already, you should receive a booklet, a little pamphlet in the mail called "Will You Grow?" And as you see, if you have that in front of you, look at that logo that you see on your worship guide. Do you see that tree? Have you noticed that the trunk is actually people? How many people notice that? A few. Okay. That's often overlooked, but that's the most important part of this logo, is the people. I would like for you, starting today, to look at that trunk and imagine you being one of those parts of the trunk of the tree. So that as we go through this series, you realize that if the church is going to grow, then you have to be part of that growth, you and your family. And this is a powerful reminder of what we're talking about this week. Will you grow? Our goal is to have 100% participation in turning in estimate of giving cards. Usually we run about 50%. Even without increasing and growing, we can increase in the percentage of people who fill in a card. Don't you agree? So I think it would be good for each and every one of us to commit right now that in the next few weeks, we're going to be talking to our spouses or considering prayerfully for ourselves what our estimate of giving will be, so that on November 18th, we will be ready to turn in an estimate of giving card and be a part of that 100% participation. The scriptures that Rhonda read to us just a few minutes ago was such a powerful one. And it's worth looking at because it's part of our wisdom literature. It's a proverb. Proverbs were designed and made and ordained by God to give us direction in life and to give us wisdom. This one goes like this: "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be a healing for your flesh and a refreshment for your body. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine." That's the NIV version. As I look through that, I see three main points I'd like to share with you, three points of wisdom that will guide each and every one of us as we make that intentional decision to grow in our faith, to grow spiritually. The first point is trust in the Lord and God will guide you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Trust in the Lord, he will guide you. I have to confess that sometimes I think I know best. And I try to guide myself and it becomes a fool's errand. There once was a Scottish sailor who had that same problem. He was a good fisherman, but he was notorious for getting lost at sea. And every day the fishermen would go out in their boats and fish and come back at the end of the day, and this Scottish fisherman would be missing, and his friends would have to go out and look for him and find him. Finally, after out of exasperation, one of his friends gave him a compass, and he said, "Now, you can use this to find your way back. Just use this compass and you won't get lost." Sure enough, the next day they all go out fishing. They come back. This sailor's missing. They go out and find him and they're mad at him this time. They say, "Why didn't you use that compass we gave you?" He said, "I tried to use that compass you gave me, but it never would point in the right direction. It kept pointing southwest when I wanted it to point north." And isn't that the case for us sometimes? That we want to make the scriptures point us in a certain direction that we want. That we choose for ourselves the path that we think is right without leaning on God and trusting in him to guide us. But spiritual growth involves trusting in the Lord and leaning on him, guiding us in a way that will allow us to grow spiritually. So that's the first part I want to share with you, is that you trust in God and he will guide you properly. This takes intentionality. It takes an effort on our parts. It's not automatic. The second thing is fear the Lord and God will heal you. Healing is an important element in our growth. If we continue to be broken, if we continue to be wounded, it's hard for us to grow. And this proverb reminds us that we should fear the Lord. Now, I'm not talking about being afraid of God. I'm talking about being mindful of the importance of his words and his rules and his laws. Have you ever walked up to a edge of a cliff or on the top of a skyscraper or something and you look down and you start getting all scared? Ever done that? I remember one time when I was a child, I was climbing a tree and my father was down on the ground and he was kind of giving me directions. "Now hold on to that limb and put your foot on that one." And so I did that. I was going out there and as I put my foot up here, all of a sudden my leg started going like this, you know. It was an automatic kind of a thing because I was afraid of the law of gravity. I was afraid of God's laws. I feared the Lord because I knew that if I didn't fear the Lord, I could fall and hurt myself. This is what we mean by fearing the Lord, so that it brings us health. It means being mindful of what God's instructions are, and also mindful that there are consequences for disagreeing or disobeying or going off in a different direction. But if we really want to grow spiritually, if we really want to grow in our faith, it's going to take healing. And healing begins with fearing the Lord. Have you ever looked at burl? You know what burl is? It's that knotty part of a tree where the grain is so beautiful. Do you know how that gets there? It gets there because the tree heals itself from some disease or wound or infection. It might be an insect infestation or it might be a fungus, but the tree responds to that. according to God's will, the tree responds to that by creating kind of a scab over the whole thing and encapsulating it so that by the time the tree withstands that disease, it has this scar, if you will. And the scar is actually the most beautiful part of the tree. Carpenters treasure it and use it for making beautiful furniture and that kind of thing, and or bowls, that kind of stuff. So it's the same with us. As we fear the Lord and are healed, that becomes the most beautiful and cherished part of who we are. The third thing is honor the Lord and he will bless you. Honor the Lord and he will bless you. Psalm 68:19 says, God will bless. Bless the Lord, the God of our salvation. He supports us day after day. When we bless the Lord by honoring God, then God blesses us immeasurably. This is a fact of life that is counterintuitive because we tend to think of giving as a zero-sum game. When somebody asks you to give more to the church, it sounds to you in your mind sometimes like we're asking you to shrink. You know, your piece of the pie gets smaller because you're giving away more. But that's not really the way it works in God's economy. In God's economy, the more we give, the more our life is filled with blessings of all kinds. Not always economic, but our lives are not defined by our finances. Our lives are defined by the fulfillment and the way in which we live into our full potential. And God wants to bless us in each and every way. We do that by honoring God with our lips, with our pocketbooks, with our feet, with our hands, with our proclamations to our friends and neighbors. We honor God. And this is something that we have to do right now before we can go any further. Will you grow? Will you grow? Each and every one of us have to make that decision. And right now, I'm not asking you to grow in your commitment. I'm not asking you to commit more money to the church. What I'm asking you to do is to commit to commit. Brad mentioned that earlier, and he said there'd be more coming. Well, here it is. When we commit to commit, we say, okay, all around this room are people that are on the same spot in our journey. Some of us are giving a lot. Some of us are not giving very much. Some of us hardly ever put anything in the offering plate, or we might put in the loose change that's in our pocket. But we're all starting on this journey together right here and now today. A journey that will lead us to a point where we're ready to commit more. Not commit more for the sake of the church, although the church is blessed when we honor God, but to commit more because we are blessed in that commitment. It's not something we take lightly. It's not something that we rush into, but it's an important point, and it begins right now, that as we start this journey together, we can say to ourselves right here and right now, I don't know what decision I'm going to make 3 or 4 weeks from now. But I do know that over the next 3 or 4 weeks, I'm going to be thinking about it and praying about it and listening and reading the scriptures and letting God talk to me about it. And I want to make that commitment that when this series is over, I'll be ready to commit in some significant and meaningful way that will give God the glory and the honor and set me on a path to further growth in spirituality. Sue and I do this every year. It took us a number of years to build ourselves up to a tithe, and every year it's not that easy. It's always a challenge, but it's always a blessing. And this year will be no different. She and I will sit down and talk about what our plans are and what our goals are, what our fears are, what are our weak spots in our lives, and we want to take it up a notch because we want to be blessed by God. We want to be on the right path with God and trust in Him so that He leads us in the right direction. We want to fear the Lord so that we can be healed as a couple and as individuals and go on to glorify God in our lives. It's really so much more than just a stewardship campaign. It's a life campaign. So will you grow? Will you grow? Let us pray. Father in heaven, it's so much easier for us to just stick with the status quo. And yet the status quo is so mediocre. And we know you have so much more in store for us. We look around and we see a beautiful world bursting with blessings. And you shower us with blessings every day. So why should we ever doubt that you will bless us all the more when we honor you with our giving? Speak to each of us individually. Speak to each family in this church. And renew in us that commitment to commit to you. And let it be all for your glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.